There's something that feels a little bit different about this Christmas. Obviously, it's Christmas Eve, December 24th, like always. Obviously, it's 4 o'clock. The Mass time is the same. Perhaps with family and friends, it might be the same. But we look around outside, there's something on the ground that's kind of missing that makes it feel just a little bit different, does it not? We're thinking about snow. Many times people pray for a white Christmas, and we think of the snow on the ground, and we say something feels missing. And actually, earlier today, Father Gideon was walking around in a T-shirt, and he's from Kenya, you know. So like, this is not you, but he's like, "What's going on? You got a T-shirt on? It's a sweater season." But it's like it's something is a little bit different. That snow is missing, and we say something just feels a little bit different. Then we think of the world in general, and we might even think, like, how is Santa going to land his sleigh? There's no snow. Could be problems there. But we think of in terms of the whole world, most of the world doesn't have snow on Christmas. Most of the world doesn't have snow. That's how most of the world celebrates, without snow. And yet it feels a little bit different. We think of that sense of Christmas, and we think of what is the essence, then, of Christmas. And I think for the kids, what would the kids say? What would be the essence of Christmas? Presents, right? Presents. In fact, many of our minds are probably on presents. And sometimes we even ask the question then, what's the greatest present? You might think, okay, they're like Nintendo Switch or a tablet or all these different things, right, that are on our mind. And as when we're little kids, like we've got that on our mind. And then as we get a little bit older, we kind of start to learn, well, I know I'm supposed to say that the greatest present is Jesus. Right? We kind of learn, I'm kind of like, I know it, but I really want those other gifts under the tree. But we know that the greatest present is indeed Jesus Christ. And as we think of Christmas, we know that there's a difference in presence and presence. There's presence with a TS on the back, and then there's presence that ends in a CE, the presence of Jesus Christ. Presence in the sense of Emmanuel meaning God with us. God is present not under the tree, but God is meant to be present every day in our lives. It's interesting because Jesus Christ is laid in a manger. Literally translated manger, we translate in English manger. In the Greek, it's food trough. He was laid in a food trough. Bethlehem itself means house of bread. And so we think of then presence. How do we encounter Jesus Christ in the Eucharist? In his body and blood in Holy Communion. Nothing is random in our spiritual life. And Jesus continues to be present to us. He shows us his presence in the Eucharist. It might seem like Christmas is a little bit different without snow, but the real meaning of Christmas, whether we're out of town, whether our family friends are with us or not, wherever we are, Jesus Christ comes once again. We thank God for the presence of Jesus, and we seek to encounter him each and every day of our lives.